So on the voyage to the inside of you, we are sure that you have become aware of many things about yourself. You may not, shall we say, fully realize them in this moment because you are still moving inward. But when this kind of pressure begins to release, you may find that there are things that you were willing to do before that you are no longer willing to do. You may find that there are things that you may have wanted to do, and now you really want to do them. So we are just alerting you to the fact that all of this inside travel may have altered the map of your life. And when this comes to, shall we say, a difference, when we move out of this cycle, you may find that you are valuing different things and that you are wanting different things. It is going to be interesting to see, as you watch the world around you and you see the many organizational things that are collapsing. Some of them you will not be impacted by, and some you will. But it is interesting to see what is going to happen to value systems. That is going to be one of the things that you want to watch in your own life. And then watch how that acts out in the world. You may be saying to yourself, oh, my value system is not different than it was. But keep your eyes open, because it may well be more different than you think. Now, none of this means that you must do things with great upheavals, but it is good for you to be aware. Good for you to be aware about this time. One of the hopes that the universe has about this time is that you have been able to separate from some external powers, and that by going inside and not having the external to rely on for your own validation, for your own identity, because that has been taken away, that you will strengthen your own ability to self-validate. And you may find yourself going to yourself in times where in the past you might have gone outside of yourself. Now, this is not in any way to judge anything you have ever done. But when you look at how this changes what is important to you, you will find that some very real things have happened. And when, for instance, there are no longer neighbors to keep up with, there are no longer jobs to fight for, there are no longer any number of things in your world, the place you go to then for what is important to you is you. And that initially is very unsettling, because we are quite used to the world outside of us telling us how we are doing. And now we do not have that. That is not present for us. And that is a wonderful thing, that is not present for us. But what we want to look at is how that has changed our view of the world. We have heard humorous remarks about if you came into a great deal of wealth, there would be limited things that you could do with it. You could buy a very expensive car, which you probably would not drive very far. Your European travel is not not available to you. And so many of the things that we reach out for simply do not have meaning now. And interestingly enough, one of those things is wealth. It is not to say we do not wish that you all have great abundance, but the mystique around being the most wealthy, the most important, the most anything, as a matter of fact, has really been broken up, and it is sliding away. And hopefully it will continue to slide away from your culture and your world, because the most important thing on your path is you. How you are built, how you are connected, what you love, what you want to create, and how you want to move in the world, even when this time has moved to another sector, shall we say. We do not want you to lose any of that information, because it has been difficult and painful to have to go in and in and in to find what is really important to you. You may say to yourself intellectually, I have always known what is important to me. And to some degree, that is true. But very few of us have escaped the pull of the world, and the world that is telling us what is important, what we should be, what we should look like, what we should have, what we should aspire to. And hopefully, much of that has changed in this time that you have been experiencing. So we are going to take a moment and redirect you to yourself. And if we said to you, and perhaps later in the week you might want to do this, without thinking a great deal, write down the three most important things to you. And to the very best of your ability, try to keep the outside world out of it. And see what your inside world has to say to you. And then, and this may be the most important thing, after you know what these three things are, take on the responsibility of continuing to value them, to make them rise up and be more important than some of the things that may have been on the list before. What is true, of course, is we are very often not aware of what we have made important. And so when all the important things are taken away, we are redirected to the really important thing, which is who you are and what you love, how you want to serve, what you want to create. And that is the truly important thing to take from this journey that we are on. So many things are blocked in your own mind and consciousness because you have decided that in one way or another, that thing may not be important, may not make enough money, may not be significant enough. So this is a time when you are separated from all of that. And so even if you are working with three very simple things, and by the way, never judge what they are. But when you find them, then add to that finding the discipline of honoring them. And this is a wonderful thing. When you say, not only do I know this thing about myself and my life, but now I'm going to send my energy to it, and every day I am going to make sure that I honor it. When you begin to work with this concept, then you will realize that you are actually allowing yourself to create a life with meaning, a life that actually matches who you are. And even though, of course, there will be questions, but if you let your energy flow toward these three things, what you will find is that these are the things that will manifest for you in ways you might never have imagined. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy of love all around you. Breathe in love. Exhale fear. Feel a warm rain falling and let it wash away the stress and wash away the anxiety and the tightness. Feel that warm rain flowing all over your body and allow it to take away the tension. Allow it to take away the tightness. And feel yourself in a state of authentic freedom. And breathe into that freedom. And let the energy of that freedom inhabit your body. So your thoughts are free, and your communication is free. And your heart is free. And your body is free. Move your attention into your heart center and see the beautiful garden that you've planted. And see how freely the beauty in your garden grows. See the flowers that grow without worry and the water that flows without any concern about lack. And in your heart, allow yourself to feel as free as you were always intended to be. become aware of a flame in your heart and see that it is your spirit, and send it love as the universe sends it love. And let a tongue of that flame move into your solar plexus and assist you in releasing all the emotions that do not serve the freedom of your life. Feel another tongue of that flame move into your second center and begin to displace the judgment and the shame, the old patterns that you do not need for a new life. Feel them depart. Feel a tongue of that flame move into your root. And let that flame begin to strengthen your root. And feel its connection with your heart. So what you create in the world is like your heart, and your heart is what you are. Feel a tongue of that flame come into your throat to illuminate your communication so that you are able to see what is good for you and what is not. And feel the flame move up and into your third eye. And feel the third eye become a living, vibrant part of all that you are. And know that the third eye will allow you to see what you are drawing to yourself genuinely, in the right time, in the right place. And feel that flame move up through your body and into your crown. And as the crown opens, feel the energy of the universe align itself with your body, pouring its golden light into your body, displacing anything that does not honor you, respect you, hold you in the love of the universe. Let that energy spread through your body. And feel the energy move past your body to make a field. A field that is you and the universe. And draws to you all that manifests for your highest good. Move your attention into your heart center and see that in your heart center there is a silver path that leads you upward and closer to the power of the Mother. And find how easily you walk that path. And feel when you step into her energy and her power. and you enter her embrace. To be known and loved by the beautiful energy that created you, that understands you, never judges you, walks with you in power, in the place where you stand in this moment. Be in that energy. Let it fill you. And open your hands and see that the mother has given you a gift. Thank her for the gift. Rest the mind. Know the gift. Now come from this place down the silver path into the center of your heart and find where the water is running in your heart and drink that water to refresh your spirit. Now breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. And when you've grounded, open your eyes.